Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
Yay! Happy 2024, good people.
It's here.
It is here. It is here. Whether we wanted it to be here or not.
Yeah, it was fun.
Listen, let me just tell you something. 2024 came in with no gains, okay?
None.
None whatsoever.
Not one.
It's only been a week, literally 7 days, and the world is already
in a upheaval.
Tell me about these aliens.
I don't know nothing about no aliens. Now, I don't know if I can get with them.
I don't know. It was something about some aliens. I saw it. I didn't investigate it, but I was like, what did they say about aliens?
They said that they cleared it up. It was just people, you know, I don't know, just some rumors because, I mean, really. We don't want to be here. You think the aliens want to be here?
Listen, I don't believe. I believe that there are aliens there. I am not conceited that I think that we are the only creation.
Okay.
But like you said, we don't want to be here. I know they don't want to be here.
You think the aliens are hanging out in the marketplace in Miami? I don't think so. Somebody was on some good drugs. Thank you. Somebody was on some good drugs.
Good shit. I'm talking about like.
Yeah. They're going to come here and go to the mall in Miami.
As your boy Cat Williams say, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, if I ever seen it, I don't believe it. That's just me.
Lord.
I mean, Lord.
What you drinking today?
I have a root beer.
Ooh.
I have a root beer because I shot at a little fast food place to give me some food.
I never think to get a root beer.
Oh, I love root beer. It's my favorite soda.
I always be like, give me a Coke. I want it to be strong and hit the back of my throat.
Yeah. But if I can have one soda, ooh, that would be hard. Root beer would probably be it, though. The right root beer, not just any.
Bard.
Yep.
Yeah. My daddy used to make root beer floats all the time.
Oh, my God, the best. That is
the best. So, of course, today I am drinking coffee with peppermint mocha. That's the last of the peppermint mocha. I don't think I'll be able to find it outside of the holiday season, so... Time for a new variety. But since you were talking about, I was talking about that strong Coke, you know what I had today when we went to dinner? Which was a real old people dinner because we were there at 4 o'clock.
Oh, shit. That is old people dinner. I've done that before, too. I get it, though. You just want to get it over with.
They used to call it, church, Sunday church dinner. Because, you know, as soon as you got done with church, you came home and you ate dinner and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it was kind of like that, but I didn't have no church clothes, so it kind of felt like an old people dinner. But I had me and my son snacks. We had a Shirley Temple, a Sprite with some grenadine, and I had my glass, so it looked like I was drinking something good.
Oh, shit.
And can I tell you that Sprite is strong?
Mm-hmm.
It's strong.
I like Sprite, but you got to get Sprite at certain places. Like McDonald's, they have good Sprite. You know, you got to get the one that talks to you when it's going down.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. Okay, y'all. It is 2024. We are in a new season. It is a season 3. Who thought we was going to last that long? I did. I did. I ain't doubted for 1 minute, baby. You hear me? I ain't doubted. But, so I want to address a couple of things. There were episodes that did not record because our server was down. We had nothing to do with it. We didn't know. So I'm very sorry about the missed episodes. We cannot recreate that greatness. We just can't. Now, we will go a few of those things again. However, if you are listening and you are live, I need you to drop me a message in the chat and let me know you can hear me so that we don't go through this again. I don't want to record yet another episode and we cannot be heard. So if you are listening, drop a message in chat. Or, I mean, you can just start the party off early and give us a call at 515-602-9680 and give us a call. Okay. So I guess I'll just rewind that thing. What you do for the holidays? How was your holidays?
Good. It was quiet on Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is our big day. So we do Christmas Eve. We have Mimi and Pop-Pop Christmas with the grandkids, and then they have parents with, they have Christmas with their parents on Christmas Day. And then, you know, we just sat on the sofa for 12 hours, literally. I even missed the baby. One of the grandbabies lived with us. I missed her opening up presents. I was not bail out. And I woke up, and it was like 9-something. So me and Ben sat on the sofa from 10 to 10. And I went to bed. He was still up. And then for New Year, I was sick. But it was going to be quiet anyway because we don't do anything for 2 years. We usually buy fireworks or something. But the kids were all gone, and so we didn't do anything. Very quiet the way I like it. And I just
Right. I guess, you know, our family does a lot of stuff before the holiday also so that everybody can, like, get together. So, of course, we went to my cousin's on the 23rd. The 24th mm-hmm. is my birthday, was my birthday. Is my birthday still my birthday? Yeah.
It's still your birthday.
Yeah. So me and the, you know, the immediate family, we went to another Broken Egg to eat because
oh,
I like brunch, right? And check mm-hmm. this out. So, you know, I do a lot of volunteer work, and the lady I volunteer for was like, let's do something for your birthday. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go to brunch. And I said, let's go to another Broken Egg. But she kept hemming and hawing, and, like, she didn't want to go there. So I was like, okay, fine, we'll just go wherever you want to go. So we ended up going to this place called AJ's Home Cooking. But it was not no soul food. It was like canned soul food. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
It just wasn't good. Golden Corral was better.
Oh, it wasn't good?
It was not. It was okay. It was okay. Exactly. Like, I'm telling you.
Is that still around?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't been in years, but, I mean, since before the pandemic.
Oh.
But, I mean, the food quality was about the same.
It was Golden Corral.
Yeah. Like, you could tell that the meatloaf was homemade. But they had, like, chicken livers, and I just wasn't eating that. They had fried chicken, and the fried chicken was good.
So you don't like chicken livers?
No, I do eat. I will eat them. But they have fried hard, seasoned. Like, I needed to feel like my grandma was in the kitchen. This didn't seem like my grandmother.
Okay.
It seemed very bland.
Is that the name of it?
It was like AJ's Home Cooking or something. I mean, you know.
You got to say Keith Lee over there.
Uh-huh.
You got to say Keith Lee. Maybe he don't need Keith Lee. Maybe he needs Jamie Gordon Ramsay.
Listen, if Keith Lee went in there, they wouldn't even know who Keith Lee was. Let me just tell you. I'm trying to give you the demographic.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even know who Keith Lee was.
Oh.
And he would be like, we got it. We try it. Let's rate it 1 to 10. It would have been a 3. it would have been a three all around. It would have been. They did have a good salad bar that I saw lots of people eating at, but it was for my birthday, and I didn't want to eat no salad. I had just gotten, I got Invisalign, and my teeth were sore, so I've been trying to eat.
Yeah.
So, no. But anyway, then we went to my cousin's that evening, and the food was just mediocre there also. But I did get a pecan pie. How long can a pecan pie stay in the fridge though?
I don't know, because I threw one away.
And I didn't even know it was
in it. Yeah, I hadn't even opened the box, but I was like, I don't know how long you're supposed to stay in here. So when in doubt, throw it out.
I think I'm going to paste it tomorrow. I'm going to paste it tomorrow.
Feel froggy jump.
Yeah, and then I know.
Look, I had food poisoning last week, so right now I'm throwing away everything.
Yeah, I was about to say, y'all think I'm going to die? I don't know.
You won't die.
This
you might want to die.
Food poisoning is close to death.
It is. You want to die.
It's close to death.
Mm-hmm.
On the last episode, we were really talking about the last event that we went to, which was Love and Light's Charm Ugly Sweater Christmas Party.
Y'all probably seen our picture. We posted it.
We did. We looked so cute.
We were cute.
We were cute. For it to be an ugly sweater, it was really cute. It was a really cute event. We went over the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I don't remember exactly what my good and the bad was. I think the good was, of course, always the people. But I think the decorations,
mm-hmm.
It was really on point. I really loved the buffalo plaid and what was that other material, burlap? Is it burlap?
Oh, burlap, yeah. And it was it was really cute.
It looked really cute together. There was more than enough food this time, so that was a plus.
Yeah, the food was good. There was a little cocoa bar, some, finger food.
Yeah, and they had some
punch
punch.
Yeah, they did have some punch punch. It was good.
But the best part was that there was an option, right? So not only was it a hunch punch, and you knew it was a hunch punch ahead of time, so cocoa bar was there so that you felt like you were getting something that was just as special. And there was
Reading is fundamental, and so is listening, because I had no idea what I was drinking. I just thought it was a punch, and I was like, this tastes, it's good, but it's different. I didn't even realize.
And that's because you was over there being fun.
Yeah, I was talking, running my damn mouth, was
running
not paying attention.
Getting new best friends and such.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was crazy. And I was like, this is different. And when I came down and y'all was talking about it, I was like, okay, it's fine.
it was
I had no idea. Yeah. I was like, this is different. It tastes like something I've had before.
Liquor. The cocoa bar that I had, I poured my cocoa into my coffee and added some caramel. It had marshmallows. Like, it was real fancy. I was feeling very fancy.
Yeah, you were. It was cute, too.
It was really cute.
The backdrop, was it the 718? That was cute.
Yes. We built a gingerbread house, but it was cardboard.
So cute.
It was really cute. I have packed mine away with the holiday decorations, so it will make an appearance next year if it don't get smashed. That was really good. There was also a white elephant event there. Now, ladies of the planner community, we have got We have got to come together and have a discussion. Mm-hmm. Everybody can buy Starbucks cups for this event. Everybody can't have the same exact thing in the bag.
Yeah, true, true.
You know why? Because then all y'all doing is shuffling cups. It's like the cup shuffle.
Yeah. That's true. That's true, but some of them wasn't worth shuffling, but yeah.
Most of them wasn't worth shuffling. I didn't want one more cup.
I know, but that's you. But for cup collectors, it's a big deal. And a lot of people in the community are collectors.
Why?
It's a thing. I don't know. Cups don't get cleaner.
Maybe if I get my first one, then I'll feel it.
Well, you can come to my house because I'm about ready to give it a mine.
Okay. I just want three. I'm going to take three.
Okay. I probably wouldn't even realize it.
There's
so many of them. I have never even used them. They still have the paper inside of it. I was on a hunt. I used to do the same thing. I don't know if you remember. Sorry, I don't mean to get us off on a tangent.
No, you
remember the Beanie Baby craze.
I do. I'm young. I mean, I'm old.
Yeah, but I'm a little older than you. You have to be a teenager then because I was in my early 20s. But anyway, we would go at lunchtime to the hospital gift shop, to specialty shops, like novelty shops. There was these jewelry stores in New York.
Cracker Barrel.
Well, we didn't have Cracker Barrel in New Orleans. Not in the area where I was. But
yeah.
That's where you would go and get all the, I remember the Princess Di Bear. I had spent so much money on these things. It was ridiculous. And where they at now?
Where are they now?
They were a casualty of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh.
Because I was doing what with them? Nothing.
Dang. If we had some insurance, we could have wrote them things off.
Oh, yeah. I wrote off a lot of stuff. I'm just saying. for what? So.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just like shit, you know?
Yeah, and that's me. I'm a collector of shit, like planner.
Yeah. I have lots of elephants. Like, I have elephants. I have my mama elephant.
Do you?
Yes, I still have my mama elephant. I got elephants, so I just had to stop myself. Like, okay, I don't have nowhere else to put them right now. Don't buy no more. Unless it's, like, really, 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 like, from out of town or something like that, you know. But as far as me walking in Burlington and seeing it, I'll be like, nope, no.
What's that? I see your mama. It's her birthday.
It is. Happy birthday, Mom. Happy heavenly birthday. I appreciate you, you know, looking down or whatever you're doing. Looking down, laughing down, whatever.
It's probably been my mom, just Charlamagne.
Yeah. JC said, Plans and JC said, I'd rather the same thing, such as cups, be in the bag than the stash stuff. There was one.
All the shit I got, which I think was a re-gift, but okay.
Yes, we're gonna talk about your gift. There was one gift that was given, and let me just tell you how sweet my wife is. There was a gift given by somebody who this was their first planner event. And the gift that was given was basically de-stashed stuff, all de-stashed. It was like loads and loads and loads of sticker sheets from Happy Planner sticker books. They weren't like one sticker off of the sheet, but you could tell that it was like a sticker book taken apart. It was like a fountain pen from like an older, like a subscription box that I used to have. I think it was the Honeybee Shop. It came with the ink. I mean, just lots and lots. I mean, it was a fat-ass bag, but it was all, like, de-stashed. And so the lady who picked it was definitely in the planner community. So she basically had most of it. And so when Sonya, at the end of the event, Sonya went and she swapped because Sonya ended up, like, getting the last gift card or whatever. And so Sonya ended up giving her the gift card and taking the D-Stash bag. And I just thought that was really sweet because I was looking at it like, no.
Yeah, why would it? Yeah, that was so sweet of Sonya. She's the person in here.
She said that the young lady did not look happy with it.
Did I look happy? No,
you did not. Please tell the people what your gift was so that I can laugh so hard about it.
Wait, what was it called? A trap? Trap? Crap. It had, what was it, like sage? I don't know. It was
like a trap relax kit.
Yeah. My trap. But I was like, wait, what? So it was made for people who probably partake or who are like Erykah Badu-ish, like they're like really, you know, into that kind of thing. Yeah. It was just weird, but I mean, I'm more than sure it was like $587 at Ross or something. And it's not about the cost. It's about the fact that you had this already, because this was not brand new. You could tell when something's been wrapped a couple times.
Yeah,
and it's just been passed around. You know what I'm saying? It didn't give off me.
That the bottom of it had been untaped and wasn't even, like, retaped so that you couldn't see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was just...
It was fiddled with.
Yeah, and then there was a gift card in there, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, it was a gift card.
Yeah, but, okay, so I know who the bag was from because I saw her as the gifts were being done. She got up, and she had something she was pulling out of her purse for, like, hiding it, and then she heard them stuck her hand in the bag. That was her gift. That gift had come from her.
Okay.
I saw her. So she threw it in there. I guess it was like, oh, shit, this ain't enough. Oh, no, you didn't know that before you put that shit in the bag. But, again, she could also, in her defense, have been one of these people who had done really nice previously and then got shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However, if you're going to participate, you can't go into it with that mindset. Because I'm going to participate again in something like that. I'm not going to give somebody a shit gift or that particular thing because I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you can't play and have that and be like that.
Well, we gave like a body scrub and a body moisturizer, like body butter. You got like two body butters and a body scrub. And they were like the last two bags that were there, like nobody wanted them. And I don't know if they didn't want the bag because they want Christmas bags or if, I don't know. I mean, you can't see what's in the bag, but I don't know why I didn't want them. But I did get two messages about the bags from the people who ended up with them, like, hey, this stuff is really good. Thanks for...
Yeah, and I wish I had taken y'all bag. I knew what was in it, and my nosiness got the best of me because I said, well, I already know what's in there. Let me see.
Let me put something else. And the crazy part is that we had bought one for ourselves. So I used the one today, and it was like a watermelon scent, and it's really good. Like, I really felt moisturized all day. Like, I don't even feel ashy now. So,
Yeah, I've used that salt, the salt club, whatever they call it.
I have, but never Tree Hut. And so when I was looking at a self-care Sunday post, I saw like several people were like, yeah, this Tree Hut is good. And I was like, what? Okay, let me try that out. But it worked out. Now, of the two white elephant types, gifts, parties, blah, blah, blah. I understand that everybody likes the idea of, you know, swapping and stealing and all of that. I think I like the randomness of the right-left game where you just read the story and pass it to the right. And then when you get what you get, it's not like, oh, I see what she got. And then somebody is made to feel, not that people's feelings matter when it comes to stuff like that, but you're made to feel bad about nobody wanting your gift or whatever, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, just hurry up and give me the gift.
Yeah. When people give gifts, though, they should give it with the thought in mind, I would like to get this gift. You know, I wouldn't mind receiving this gift.
I wouldn't mind getting this gift.
You cannot tell me. I'm going to tell y'all next Sunday because it's still in my car. That gift that I got, I'm going to tell y'all what the name of it was. And if the girl listened to the show, look, I know who you are. You don't know that I know who you are, and it's okay. I mean, you didn't get a pass this time. So I'm not trying to, you know, rib on a girl or anything.
Sit
like
on
that.
You, right.
I know her sister. I'm just saying, I'm going to tell y'all what the name of it was. Because when I saw it, even my face could not even, and I know because I was saying to myself, Leslie, fix your face, fix your face, fix your face. And I knew that it wasn't working. But it was nothing I could do. I had to pretend that I liked it. But just give a gift and say, you know what? I would love it if I got this gift. That's what I do when I buy a gift. And I probably spend more than I need to because my gift was pretty damn good. They were fighting over my gift.
Yeah, they were.
So.
When I went to the Black Pearls, like my local book club gift thing, they gave a bunch of like wine glasses and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, we don't need another cup in this house. My sister, she's obsessed with making cups. I think we've talked about it in the show before. She's obsessed with making cups. And she'll make them. Obsessed. So she'll make them all year. She'll give them to the teachers at her job. So she works in the school system, so she'll give them to the people at her job. She'll make them, and then she'll make them for family members. So when she's at, like, one of the family events, she came in, like, Santa Claus with this big, cup. I mean, literally had cups for the little kids, had their names on it. My cousin, who's a barber, had his face on it. My cousin, who's a DJ.
Girl, no.
I swear. So then when she comes, she's like, Pooh. That's what they call me. She's like, Pooh, y'all can do some cups as giveaways on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she left me with 12, 15 cups.
Oh, sure. Well, let's give them away.
Ain't no telling what's on them cups. So now I got to go look through the cups, see if they're appropriate. One of the cups had Bugs Bunny smoking some trees. One of the cups had Betty Boop tooted up.
Oh, should I want that one myself? I'll take the tooted and booty, Betty.
I said, oh, Lord. yes, my samplers were, everybody at the table really enjoyed the samplers that I gave from Frolic and Brains. Thank you so much, JC, for sponsoring the table make gift. Also, we are going to be choosing tonight, as soon as we get off, we will be choosing the winner of the Frolic and Brains Table Mate Pack gift that I gave away on the thing. If you would like a chance to win, please make sure that you go look on Real Talk with Riri. Go ahead and comment on the post. And then after the show is over, you will be entered for that drawing. Can you do the wheel thingy?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, you
know. Yeah.
And that's for recorded, so that's...
Ain't no shit.
Nobody's tripping.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And I actually think that I have two to give away, and it is on Instagram. It's on Instagram, I'm sorry. So if you go look on Instagram, you will see giveaway alert, and you'll see me, like, face down, and you'll see me open everything that's in it. It is a journal, all the table mate gifts. All the die cut stickers that were in there. I open it. I go through all of it. All you have to do is follow, okay, like, comment, and that's it. That's it. See, it ain't even all the moves. Comment, follow, like, and then we will pick a winner. Comment on the post on Instagram. There you go. What else I was gonna say? Okay, so yes. What else do we need to discuss from before? Is that it?
From before?
Are we moving on to the new year? New year,
yes,
who did?
Let's go.
Yay! It's season three.
Let's do it.
Season three. We got some good stuff planned for you. We are already working on a calendar of people who can come. We might have some special Wednesday episodes to try to increase, you know, listenership. I just had a brain fart, sorry. Increased listenership, more giveaways, more involvement, more engagement. We are trying to raise our following, raise our listening. And, you know, of course we want to do it the organic way, but we need your help. So if you know anybody who would like to be a sponsor and would like to sponsor an episode, let me know. I will reach out to them so that we can try to get them to do it. Please don't forget that you can always buy us a coffee. And I think that's all the sponsorship I had to say. So, Coco Pelly.
Yes.
Tell me about your 2024 lineup.
Ooh. So, I have my classic for work. That's my work planner. I have a B6. That's my budget planner. And I got
the B6 ring?
It is.
Ooh.
The B6 ring. Got the inserts from Life Planner Actions. And I got the planner itself from Print Pressure. And I have a pocket that I'm keeping in my purse or my bag for work, whatever, whichever one I'm carrying that day. And I also have a personal that I just play around with it just to decorate and use my stickers. That's what I want to do.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am in a planner conundrum right now. I still have my A6 Anastasia. She's an A6 Dallagy, and baby, she's given me life. I really, really, really enjoy decorating her. She's pretty fun. But I am missing my half letter Disbound from the Cover Up Queens.
Oh, yeah.
There has been a delay in shipping. And so I'm hoping that it comes really soon. If not, I am a patron plus of Scrap Craft Tech. And so I have started to print out her insert so that I can just have something bigger, like you said, just to decorate. It's going to stay at home for the most part, but it is something that I really enjoy, something that I can keep at home, have access, like my budget. I'm going to really try and budget this year. It's going to be new to me. I've never budgeted before, but I am very, very good with money. Like, I hold on to money and won't spend it, even though I do spend a lot. I stick to, like,
I'm so proud of you and also envious.
Well, you know, when you work, you got to keep what you got.
But if you're good with money, you're good with money. You're good with money when you have it, too. I'm not good broke or with.
Yeah, no. My mama, like I say, happy birthday, rest your soul, but she was a gambler, honey. And my sister, who was just like my second mama, she was also a gambler. And so I have seen it. And so I just be like, I'm going to need to keep some money because y'all going to ask me for some in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always had to, you know, keep some on reserve. I might tell you it's my last dime. But for the most part, I'm going to have something on reserve. But let me tell you something.
Okay, well, then that's fine. I get that because, okay, I do that too. Like, I'll have money, but I'm not budgeted. If that makes fair, and I'll be like, oh, maybe I could just put this little bit on my savings so next week I'll get paid and it'll go back in.
Right.
Not, yeah, but now I want to get to the point where that's not a thing.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Tuition, college tuition, parents of college students, are you fucking okay? because I am not. That shit is high. It's high. I don't know how people send bona fide cheer into college. Listen, y'all gonna have to get with Sally May the way I did. I try not to do it that way.
Hey, listen, you do what you gotta do.
They gonna have to get with Sally May. Nail net, whatever else y'all calling it this year, because, baby, whew,
that's a lot.
It is. And so I am really on my budgeting thing because now I got to pack my stash back up so that in case something happens, we'll be able to, you know, go on a trip, run to the Bahamas, whatever we need to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, secret assassin type shit.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So Adventpalooza, let's talk about that. Adventpalooza was amazing. Thank you so much to everybody that went over and looked on YouTube and watched the Adventpalooza videos. I still have two more to release. One was from Frolickin' Brain, and I don't even know if y'all ready to look at that whole advent because it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, I cannot believe it. I know y'all tired of me talking about it, but I know y'all, I'm just tired. Y'all can see hand cut all of the stickers.
Everyone, you know what kind of patience that takes?
Everyone.
And dedication.
And it wasn't no miscut. It's not no slit down the side. I'm talking about when I say perfection. One of the days, I guess I can tell you now because they've all been, all of them have been sold or open. Anyway, I'll just say this. One of the days has a bunch of circles in it, right? Do you know how hard it is to cut a circle?
Yeah, I do.
Girl, I said, this bitch is, I don't know how she did it. I don't know. God just blessed her. And she worked on Christmas Day, so she said there's no excuse for there's no excuse for shipping delays.
Oh God, listen, she's absolutely right. I mean, I'm not saying that they need to work on Christmas Day, but that again shows dedication and loyalty to her followers and her customers. I don't understand. Now, and I'm an amateur at cutting stickers, and I can cut a sheet of stickers in 2.5 seconds, literally. I'm not understanding. And then they'll have all these sales and all this. Oh, and it's going to be 5 days and before I cut them, and then another 5 months before I ship them. Why? Why, Sway? I don't understand.
Girl, and speaking of...
Girl, I was just thinking. You want to talk about the one we saw yesterday?
Kind of. Do you know, all things by Keisha, the order was from August. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I sent something to PayPal. Hey, PayPal, I want my money back. Of course, they say you have to reach out to the shop owner. Shop owner says, hey, you have to, it's already on the way. I've already talked to the customer. Girl, do you know she said she sent it out? I'm like, where the tracking? Run me the tracking.
Yeah, you sent it out, where the tracking?
Where the tracking? She posted something saying that 84 or 87 packages went out the other day. I ain't seen not one person say they got anything. It didn't even look like nothing was in the packages. So you know what that is.
You got time to fake it for the gram. You got time to do them people stuff.
You got time to do what you're supposed to do. Is that the person you were about to talk about?
No.
Oh, okay, continue.
And I say that with an answer. I don't know if y'all saw it, but I saw it on Instagram yesterday. It was beautiful. Now listen. I understand being pregnant. understand having pregnancy issues. I've been pregnant before, a couple of times. However, Karma, every time, it's always something. And this is what I don't like. And I don't, you know, all of the mom groups don't probably come from me, and I don't care. That's not a reason to not be efficient at your job or your business or whatever. This is your bread and butter. Now, I understand if there were shipping delays and the manufacturers, then that's all you had to say. All that coming on there, sensationalizing it, and I'm a fan of hers, so this is not hate. All that coming on sensationalizing the pregnancy and high blood pressure in pregnancy, you ain't the first. Don't do that. That's all I'm saying. Don't do that. I totally get pregnancy woes. I got a bunch of grandchildren and a bunch of children, so I get it. But you can't, if you were going to a 9-to-5, that can't be an issue. So you take some time off and you come back when you're ready. And just say that. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and do my pregnancy. I'll see y'all next year. That would have been fine. But don't take, I don't remember how much it was we spent for that box that we haven't gotten yet, but it was back in, what, October, November we bought that? We paid for that?
I didn't buy mine until very, very late, until, like.
Well, it came out early on.
Yeah, I didn't pay for mine until, like, maybe December 15th.
And there's been all kind of other releases since then and all of that. That really ticked me off yesterday, that whole thing. Just say, listen, there's shipping delays. Yes. You all know other shops are dealing with it. Now I'm dealing with it too. Fine. Boom. Damn. That's it. You ain't got to come on with 30 minutes of, and then, oh, the baby's kicking it off. Girl, you at work.
I think that is part of my issue also. A listener said, I don't want to say the name of this one, but one listener said, I stopped trusting VB when they released their planner full price in February.
Yes. I remember that.
And they ain't going to give us a digital and be like, hey, you need this. No, I don't. I need what I got.
I remember that.
Y'all got me fucked up. Oh, you don't
know
what I'm doing with it now.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
And also, tons of folks go on pregnancy leave because they don't want to do their customers like that. And here's my thing. Just tell me you got shipping. You don't even have to give me an excuse.
It is
an excuse, but like you don't have to validate more of a reason. All you have to do is say, shipping delays. What can I do about that?
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do about it.
That's all you have to say.
But back to the shop that should not be named. Do you, Jeff Allhead Calloway, got the nerve to be trying to sell Oso paper stick of that?
I want to tell Oso. I want to say Danielle, baby.
What are you doing?
Say what you want. Because she's going to give your stuff a bad name. I would not collaborate with her. She can't get her own shit out. Now you're supposed to get hers and yours. No, but Plum Soul Studio is selling it also. So if y'all want the Oso paper stickers, I would go to her because, baby.
And Plum
that
Soul Studio.
Shipping is all sleek, okay?
I'm talking about you order today, it's out tomorrow.
Thank you. And if you order custom, you order today. It's out day after tomorrow. 2 days, custom is out. I got my custom order, contact cards. I had, from the day that I ordered it on a Wednesday, and I had it next Tuesday. It wasn't even a week. And here I am waiting on some shop, even local ones. It's a damn month. Girl, stop, don't get me started on Quita. I ain't tried her again. She sent out an email last week. And are you ready for 2024? Girl, we already in 2024. You should have sent that email last year. And then it'll be 2025 before you get it. Send out for us, Quita.
Jason says, and if it's going to be that late, offer the possibility of a refund. That usually feels really good to me. Like, hey, I understand this wasn't the timeline we agreed to. Would you prefer a refund or your items on this new timeline? You know, okay, so two things with that. First thing is Plumpo Studio has a code. My friend Planet Banana has a code. I think it's Shakita 23. You know, 20% off or whatever at that shop. Shipping is fine. Go ahead and get it done. Second thing is, with this timeline thing, I backed a Kickstarter. Have you ever done a Kickstarter? Like, do you know what a Kickstarter is?
Mm-mm.
For the listeners?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that for one of the HPV Hunt, what you call it? E-Press. Yeah, I did that before.
Okay. Well, for the listeners who don't know, a Kickstarter is when you basically fund a project before. And then after they raise enough money, then you'll get your products. And they'll tell you, like, when it's time for shipping. I got into a Kickstarter, I think it was in May. The shipping was supposed to be, like, August, maybe? I just got that shit today. And something missing. I don't like that.
Oh. Yeah, but that's what happens. I know. That's a chance, though.
It is a chance, but do I like the product that I received? Absolutely. It is disc-bound sticker storage, which I really need it because I have lots of sheets from places, and their sheet size is not consistent. So they don't fit into the Simply Gilded books that I have. And I need somewhere to put this shit. And so I needed the sticker storage. But 6 months is unhinged. 7 months is bonkers. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, a lot of those things are.
It was ridiculous. So what are we going to do? Are we going to email Danielle and be like, hey, boom, all things by Keisha, not the one? Or is she like, I just got my $5.
I don't know.
Okay. If you guys know.
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
If you guys know or if you have a solution, you can give us a call at 515-602-9680, and you can talk to us about the solution. You can talk about shipping delays. You can talk about your holiday party mishaps. You can talk about dumbass elephant gifts. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about if you want to call in. I don't have a problem with that. Okay? I know we have swapped topics and moved around, but your voice is always going to be heard here because you're the realist. You are the realist, and we look forward to hearing from you. Okay, that just really had me, like, hyped up. Someone, No, with Kickstarter, the chances that the project might not be funded, in which case you won't be billed. But with the pre-order / Kickstarter, folks are supposed to stick to a timeline. It can affect the ability to get more stuff approved by Kickstarter if it's not fulfilled on time, I think. Ooh, I have to look into that because I didn't know. I got lots and lots of, like, notifications, but I had it sent to my iCloud address, which I really don't use, so I would rarely ever, you know, check in and see it. I just know I just finally was like, damn, anybody else got their Kickstarter stuff? You know, because I started thinking about it. Okay. Something else that I really want to talk about, but I don't really have all my information together, but let's just talk very briefly on this Big and Betty kick. Girl. Okay. So y'all know about the initial Big and Betty. We went to her page. We listened to her Big. We went back as far as, I don't know how long ago. Speaking of Coco, I need you to go follow her because I unfollowed.
Oh, what's her name?
I'll see you.
Oh, she is a chance and I'll follow her.
So Meg and Betty has been approved for all these different, what do you call them, PR teams. After she's been begging around, and she's been put off several also, I know for a fact that she was on DEK's PR team, DEK Design. Oh. You know, they're really known for their foil and all that stuff. So she got put on the team. She was in their PR team chat. Your mama ever said the pole mouth?
Yeah. Pole mouth.
She in there with the pole mouth. Oh, I wish I could buy this. Oh, I wish I could buy that. Oh, and so then when DEK Design did their next term or whatever, they decided to, So then DEK Design was like, we're going to, you know, slide the scale down of the people that's going to be on the team. And they put her off. Did you know that this heifer made a post and said, hey, if they put me, this company put me off their team because I couldn't afford to buy their products. She literally posted it. DEK, of course, took the high road and said, hey, don't engage, but this is not why we did it. So then another company accepted her for, accepted her as a PR. And people flooded the PR the store shop owner flooded her with information on how this woman has been saying the N-word publicly. Do you know that this heifer literally has a post in her stories that says, listen, if you're offended, you're is spelled incorrectly, by the way, Y-O-Y-R, offended by the words, the words that I use, then you may unfollow me. I am not dictated by anyone. And I talk the way my husband talks and has talked his entire life. Sorry, not sorry.
Now, ma'am. I talk the way my husband. So you can talk the way you want to talk?
Ma'am, your husband ain't black. I don't care. They say he half black. I don't care. You ain't. And he ain't either, if you really want to talk about it. I mean, if you want to look at him. He is not. You can't just be willy-nilly calling people the N-word and talking about Nigerian bitches on your YouTube channel. Have it saved for people to see. And think that these PR shops are going to want you on their team. Especially a team that showcases African American dogs in their greatness.
Yeah.
Now, what is her problem? What is her problem? She got the audacity, the unmitigated temerity to be on live threatening another planet girl. Now, I have reached out.
Where you buy it on this?
Girl, how do a old meth heroin head, and I'm not knocking her addiction by any means, but what I want to know is how do somebody who overcomes something like that have the nerve to think that they are better than anybody and it's okay to just call people them kind of words? But when somebody call you a junkie, you mad. You don't want to be a junkie, but you want somebody else to be a nigga. Get out of here.
No, I need to follow her too.
You need to what?
I need to follow her.
Yeah, you do. You need to follow her because I unfollowed, and because she's been getting so much slack, she made her page private, and so I don't want to request to follow her again.
She's probably gonna take my page.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. And then, you know the crazy part? She got more followers than me, bitch.
Yes.
Because because people are going to
people
see
like
the show.
Yeah, people like the controversy, yeah.
People are going to see the
when
show.
When there is tea to be drank.
Honey, we are gulping it down. Now, I have reached out to the young lady who she threatened on her YouTube live. And I am dying. You hear me? Dying to see what else, you know, happens.
What's wrong with the people, Lord?
What is wrong with the people? And initially, when I was asked about Big and Betty, someone asked if it was a shop. Because there's a shop that has been, I can't find the name of it. I'm looking through my screen.
That's been begging?
That's been begging people to purchase. Oh, here we go. Here's one. I'm asking, literally says begging. I'm asking, parentheses begging, anyone who is able to please stop by. Please stop by and place an order today. Or if you can't afford it, I know what it's like to be hurting. Can you share my shop with your followers? It's been wonderful business-wise since Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but since then, silence. I really, 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 really need the help to sustain until this passes. It's hurting my family's livelihood, and that breaks my heart this time of year.
Girl, stop. I cannot with these people.
Here
first of
is,
all, a lot of shops don't get a lot of business after, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, because now people are into the shopping for their family. They got what they needed to get them to probably the first quarter. So, they have to put it on all you. Nobody knows it.
And everybody is on no spend.
Hey, yeah, what the hell, did you give them something new to buy? Or you still got the same shit that they didn't buy?
The first six.
The first one.
And looked at this. Okay, so somebody comments, I'd love to place another order, but I placed a large one over Black Friday, and I have not received it yet. Since this is my first order, I'm a little hesitant. I've only seen wonderful reviews, but I need to find out for myself. Excited to get my order and place many more. Her reply, thank you for ordering, especially during this time of year. I know many small shops, including myself, are grateful. I'm a tad different in that I have a huge customer base, filling anywhere from 15 to 25 orders per day while working from home alone. I only have one printer and a few machines, so my processing time is set in stone with Etsy at 14 to 21 days prior to shipping. So you, okay, let me just finish.
So then I even got my other shit. Do you want me to buy more?
And you want me to buy something else after I have to wait three weeks plus shipping, which is a month.
Mm-mm. Listen, I didn't order from Plum Paper Co. or whatever it is.
Three times
and got them all. And still waiting on Villa Beautiful and you'd be waiting on Cletus.
Here on IG, you can find a mock calendar showing you how to calculate your exact date when you can expect your shipping notification. I make it super easy to know prior to ordering. Also, on Etsy, description box, individual listings, and blah, 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 blah. Ma'am. Ain't no way.
Mm-mm. No way.
Ain't no way. And you beg
you
people.
You make it super easy and inconvenient for me to get it. You're back.
Now, let me just double check.
You ordered some lunches. I really feel like I need to have a conversation.
I should not order acid on air.
Then someone said, I'm begging because I don't have any customers, but I'm way too busy to fulfill your order. Make it make sense. Here's
yeah.
the part. When I went to go check the, let me just double check, y'all, because y'all know I can't do two, walk and chew bubblegum. Can't do two things. But when I went to go look at the amount of people, she only has 2,050 followers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that that's not a good amount of people to follow you, because it's more than I have, and hey, and I'm okay with that. However, that ain't no 15 to 25 orders per day. If big-ass shops like Capital Chic Designs and Gold Mine and Coco are all changing their business models.
Yeah. And Villa Beautiful.
And Villa Beautiful, who's dropping down to 2 pence a month instead of 8 pence a month. And I think Gold Mine and Coco said that they are now only going to be digital and boxes only. Like you can only do like a subscription box. And now that I am on this shop's page, they have gone and deleted all of their begging posts.
Oh, they, she probably listened to us.
Well, hey, girl, hey.
She probably heard us last time talking about
it. Yeah, yeah. Hey, girl, I hope.
I or hope somebody was her friend and said, listen, girl, take this one down.
I hope that they take it down. I hope somebody was her friend and said take it down, because that's ridiculous. I don't even know what she had going on. But I think it's even more fucked up that how do you paste? Control. There you go. I think it's even more fucked up that when I talk about somebody big and that somebody immediately had to go to a shop, like, that's ugly. That's ugly.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
ain't cute at all.
No, that's true.
That ain't cute at all. That's a shop big? No. I mean, and they had the nerve to put it in there. I'm literally begging you to look at it. So, yeah, I'm over it, and I have not purchased anything for myself for the year already. It's 7 days in. Aren't you proud?
Yeah, I'm in.
Good.
I'm proud of you, but I can't be proud of you.
What you been buying, girl? Before the time is up, do you want to do?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Sound that long.
So before I start this, I would like to say shout out to one of our listeners who sent me a podcast kit so that the quality of the podcast can be better. So I will probably do something this week. When you come home, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, so I might say something. Oh, no, because you have what time Wednesday? Early, late?
I think I get home around six.
Okay. Well, I want to set something up so I can play around with the volume and see what you hear and blah, blah, blah. So we might try to do it Wednesday. I know you have something to do Thursday, so I don't want to do it too late, but maybe we can just play around with it. But thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you. I don't know if you want your name on air, but I'm going to shout you out. Anyway, Penny Pincher Planner, Monica V, we really appreciate you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to use it. And I just found out today when I was playing around with opening it and getting it charged that we can change voices and all kind of stuff. So with no further ado, a new segment for season 3. Let's see if I can do that again. Wait, let me see if I can do it again.
Okay.
Oh, it is time for
that's
another.
Perfect, though.
It was.
That's perfect.
It was a new segment on Real Talk, Real Plans, because, yes, we love Planner Mess, but, baby, we just love all mess. And let me tell you, the new mess is what is it called?
Ultimate World Cruise. Bay. We got 9 months, and I think they only been on there a couple weeks. And it is litty. Every I feel like every day or every other day, I'm unlocking new characters to this. And I'm telling y'all, 9 months. We got 9 months of this show.
Well, can you tell me and the listeners what this ultimate thing is?
So these people, and I swear I wish I had known about it because I love the cruise. Girl, I would be on there, okay, going live. But I had no idea about it. But anyway, it's a 9-month cruise. These people are going to all around the world. They're going to all these different ports of call. And it's really, really, I mean, it's a nice cruise for the things you get to see and do. But you got to think about it. You're here for 9 months. Like my neighbors, or what, their front door is 100 yards from mine or 50 yards from mine. Like, I'm not directly next door to my neighbors. I don't even know my neighbor's name, and I wouldn't know if I ran into a grocery store. But these people on this cruise, you kind of a little intimate with them for 9 months. I mean, this is a long time on this cruise. Now, people always say, because I like the cruise, could I do it? Yeah, I think I could, because I can live with you and not talk to you. That kind of stuff doesn't bother me. But for other people, I think it probably would be hard. Now, I would have to have a balcony room. I couldn't have an inside room for that long. But people are doing it. I mean, they are decorating it like they would their home. They're making it really a thing. But there's a lot of, you know, rules and things that you can't do. And if you know, and everybody was like, well, if you get pregnant, well, if you get pregnant, by the time you make 24 weeks, you got to get off. So you can't stay on. So people are, there are people who are getting off at certain ports, and then they'll meet the cruise at another port. Now, what I haven't found out yet is if you're only sailing certain places, how does that work with money? Why? Because your room stays intact the way you left it. So no one else can get that room, but maybe you don't pay the port fees or the ports that you didn't dock in. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm digging into it. But there's a lot of couples. There's a single black guy who's part of the LGBTQ community. He lost his husband a few months ago, you know, due to death. I think it was cancer or something. There's a black lady on with her mom, sister, her mom, dad, and sister. They're, you know, middle-aged women. There's an older Caucasian couple who are hilarious. There's some twin sisters. I don't know if they're twins or just a year or two apart, but they are hilarious. Another little newly married white couple. I mean, it is hilarious to watch and to, like, watch the drama unfold. Now, it hasn't been a lot of drama yet because they've only been there a couple of weeks. But it is unfolding.
Okay.
It's unfolding, and it's going to be like, so every, but I swear, I just keep unlocking these new characters, and I stay up all night, because now I'm down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, okay, who are they connected to? And then the ship has recognized all the TikTokers, so they had this private dinner for them, and all the stuff for all the people who are TikTokers, and I was like, oh my God, I know them. I don't know those people. I just know them because I'm on their TikTok. But it's a lot of fun, and it's fun for me to watch because I like the cruise. Now, if you're not a cruiser, you probably won't be like a cruiser. But it's fun for me because I like the cruiser. So you know some of the nuances that go on when you're just on there for 4 or 5 days.
Right.
Even
when you're on there just for a week, you see these same people, you interact with them, you make these same random jokes. But, okay, so for the listeners who are kind of confused, it is a cruise.
that people are going on for 9 months. Some of the people just so happen to use TikTok and are updating people throughout their time on this boat. I mean, they've only been, I think she said, like a week or two, something. They didn't make it a reality TV show, but they should have.
Did they miss an opportunity?
They missed a hell of an opportunity. And the next time it wouldn't be good because then they would be casting.
Yeah, you're looking for this.
They should have just done it and no casting.
Yeah, should have sent him.
So this is just like the ultimate reality TV show. It's kind of like people who go on YouTube and feel their whole life. I mean, these people.
It is.
Who,
people film their, it's just people who are filming their travels. They just so happen to be so many other people that's on this 9 month cruise filming the same stuff. You know, but different. It's your point
your
of view.
Perspective.
They started on December 10th, so they've been there for almost a month. And they're going to go to like 274 different countries. I mean, literally around the world. I can't remember when exactly the date that it ends, but it's 274 days, 11 world wonders, and 60 countries.
How much they pay for that?
I think the cheapest room was like $88,000, and it that's per person, and it got all the way up to like $1.2 million per person for the. For the, like, the most expensive suite.
Because
so from
where they're staying and all that.
It's like the royal suite.
I'm curious. So I know it's this core group of people who are doing it for the whole 9 months, but are other people getting on at other ports and doing their little Friday cruises?
Well, no. No, it's none of that.
No,
all of
it's
these
just the same people on this boat.
Yes, the same people
Ooh-wee.
On this boat.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I said, this is closed circle, and it's going to be brilliant. Because for reality TV, they not only cast it, but they have to contrive all the meetings because not everyone would hang out in real life. So this is going to be really cool because 9 months, girl, meet me in the club downstairs. Oh, meet me here. I mean, I met people on a cruise, on a five-day cruise, and was like, hey, my birthday tomorrow. We're going to be at the spot at 10 o'clock. Meet me down there.
Yeah.
Every night, that's where we were.
Yeah. For the friendships that are going to be made, I think that's going to be something special. Now, for the drama that's going to be had, because it's going to be drama. That's just it. Because there's going to be some Roman man, some Roman woman, something.
Wait.
I mean, listen, you like you say, you see that on, you know, 5-7 day cruises.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, women pulling in men out of somebody else's room and stuff. I haven't seen it all, but it's got to be something interesting. I think it's the food, like people are getting off in different places just to go eat. Like this one couple, the young couple, they got off just to go find a McDonald's. Like they just wanted something different. That was like kind of a piece of home for them. So, or a Taco Bell or something. It was McDonald's or Taco Bell. It was like the simplest thing. But
the last cruise I went on, I wanted some chicken fingers so bad. Did you know cruises don't really serve chicken fingers?
Really?
Nope.
No, I didn't know.
Not even at the buffet. I mean, it's one of those things where you don't even realize it until you're looking for it.
Why not?
But I just had a taste for some chicken fingers, and I could not find any.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No,
Jesse said, I heard about a 3-year cruise where people sold their houses and stuff just to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was canceled because they didn't even have a boat.
Yeah, the boat that they were supposed to get, something fell through or somebody else bought it or something, or financing, something. I can't remember. But... yeah, that was going to be probably really expensive. But, yeah, people sold their houses, ended up their 401(k)s, all kind of stuff. And,
Ooh.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Coco said, somebody said, ask Coco how we tune in. So will we be, how will we tune in? How will we find out all the madness on the 9-month cruise?
Well, I'm going to do it. We're going to have a segment for it specifically for this every Sunday or whenever day we do the show, but usually Sundays. And if you want to follow, just go to TikTok and type in Ultimate World Cruise. There are a plethora of people on there. I'm telling you, every time I think I've found everybody who's on TikTok on that ship, there's somebody new that pops up on my For You page. I'm like, damn, I didn't unlock a new character.
There's so, also...
They're all on TikTok.
There are also some people who are following it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I think if we all listening, we can all get different pieces, take your notes, and then on Sunday we can just have us a good old kiki.
A good old kiki. I mean, it's nice the way people have their cabins set up. It's been like 9 months. I mean, for 7 days, I bring too much stuff. So for 9 months, Lord of mercy. But, you know, I've
it's
also
gonna be
seen
so
them like
seeing you and them little three babies.
I know, but I also watch them go, like there's a couple people, you know, you see them just getting off, going to the grocery store to get, like, just snacky stuff to keep, or going to, like, Walgreens or I think there was a Rite Aid or something in one of the little countries, and that they went just to get, like, their toiletries and stuff. So when you think about it, you don't have to pack toothpaste for 9 months or shampoo or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I wouldn't think of it. I'd be like a toothpaste for just toiletries. So, you know, I think they could bring up to, is it 11 toothpaste? I forget how many it was.
Damn, that's a lot of shit.
But, yeah, it is. But you, they will only, they would store them outside of your cabin for you, but only one per person. Because where are they going to store all this shit at? So you got to figure
right
out how to get it stored in your room. But people are doing it. I mean, and I'm going to tell you, they have like curtains set up. That, I mean, like they're at home.
The best part about all of that also is every time that I go on a cruise or go on vacation, I'm like, I really could live minimally. Because it helps you realize how much shit you don't have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back and you like, what am I going to do with all this shit? And you go and buy more shit while you're over there. Can you
while you're over there.
Amount of shit they're going to come back with?
Yes.
Trying
it's
to buy
crazy
something for every all their peoples.
But I think that's the best way. I mean, people look at it as a lot of money. And it is a lot of money. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not. But where are you going to get the opportunity to be able to go to all of those places in 1 year? You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. I like to experience.
All your food taken care of. You're not paying nothing
yeah
else. I mean, unless you want to.
Unless you want to. I wonder how much the drink package is, though, if it's included.
Honey, for $88,000, the drinks better be included, okay?
Yeah,
they're not giving you top shelf. I mean,
no,
you can upgrade that, but my God. I think that would be, I'm really excited for the new segment. I'm really excited to, like, watch it. I got me a new notebook for it so that so that I'll be able to keep up. Because usually you the mess girl, and I let you keep up with the mess. I'm tuned in on it. I'm ready. We got our fog horn.
Yeah, we do. We're ready.
All aboard the 9-month mess.
Yeah, and there's so many people who are not on there who are have, like, messy blogs about it. They're blogging about it.
Well, we are tuned in, honey, and I'm so excited to see. So we're going to try to get our first guest tuned in for the show, get the calendar out and see what people are doing so that we can be ready for this year. We would definitely like to thank you so much for tuning in, for buying us coffee, for ringing in the new year with us, for sending us stuff, for stickers, just for you listening. Can I just say we're just really grateful for you listening?
Woo!
fire. So if you haven't, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend, tune in. You can listen to us on Apple. You can listen to us on Spotify. You can even listen to us on YouTube now, because we don't. Big shit is popping, okay? Big shit is popping. You can fill out a form, click the link tree in my bio, and I almost said LinkedIn tree again.
I know, I'm so proud of you.
How slow I had to say it, though. If you click the link in the bio, you will be able to find forms where you can, you know, tell us things you want to hear about, things you don't want to hear about, complaints, kudos, all that good stuff. If you want it read on the air, we'll read it. You can buy us a coffee there. You can find our links. Oh, guess what else I got, girl?
What?
I got a new PR code.
For who?
For Frolicking Brain. She opened up her first PR team, and I just bullied my way onto the team. I did not want.
That's a bully. You're a PR bully.
I'm a PR bully, and so the code is, I think it is Erica22. You can use that, and you can get my freebie. It's fine. It got books. It got like a fashion doll. It's cute. I could pack. They fine. I promise you, they fine. It's given English teacher. It's given, you know, it's given reader. It's given. It's pretty. You're gonna like it. So go ahead and use Erica22, and you can save 22% off and get my cute ass freebie. I'm telling you, JC's freebie game is chef's kiss.
I'm going to go check it out.
Please do. I want to make the first PR sale. Can you do that for me? Can you go? If you are listening, can you go buy something and let me be the first one? And then I'll tell y'all the rest of the code to use, but me first. Erica22, just so that I can say somebody bought with my name.
Okay.
And you get January freebies. Listen, and so she has these monthly freebies now, and they're not like a little thing that's too, listen, just go check me out. You'll see. The freebie game.
Wait, is JC here in Dallas, Rami?
She is in the great state of Texas, and she said she used to wear cowboy boots. I don't see JC in cowboy boots, but I would love to see JC in cowboy boots. I think I want cowboy boots myself. You got cowboy boots?
I can do it. No, but I'm a business fan.
I want some cowboy boots. I hear that they're just really comfortable after a couple of days. And I would really like some. I mean, if old fat white men can wear them, I can wear them. Duh. Okay, so anyway. I think that's it.
So when are we going to use your code?
Frolicking Brains Etsy shop.
I'm at the Etsy shop. Okay, so I can use your code on
it. Yes. You can use my code, Erica22. Everything is, like I said, hand cut. They are gorgeous. It's amazing. Just check it out and buy you something good. Oh, and mark your calendars, good people, the last weekend in August. What is that, 27th, 28th, 29th? Planner Memory Socials, Hogwarts, Volume 2. Your calendars. You should be there. It's going to be lit. Because I'll be there. Duh. Because Coco will be there. Duh. And we fun. We fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th.
Oh, I lied. Okay. 23rd, 24th, 25th.
Yeah, and it looks like, is this Harry Potter on the show? No. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm looking at the shop. Sorry, I got.
Yes, that's what made me think about it, because she has a common room release. Y'all, what time did you get off the phone and go to bed when you was 13 years old?
Girl, my mama would come and check the phone to see if it was hot. I would have to. You just triggered me just now.
Because I swear I think I hit this little boy talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's probably on the phone. I would be on the phone, girl, just cupcaking on the phone. And she'd come in my room and she'd be like,
I said, you still on the phone? And I said, huh? Like, they're acting like I'm pleased.
Girl.
She touched the phone, the damn phone would be hot. I was like, damn. Girl, my mom, let me tell you something. She is some type of, what do you call it, investigator, detective, okay? You could not lie to her. But she touched that phone, it'd be hot. And when you weren't supposed to be driving, she touched the hood of the car.
Listen, I'm about to go in there and scare him.
Yeah, he's probably on the phone.
I really want to do it while y'all on the phone. I mean, while y'all, while I'm recording, but I ain't even going to do it like that. You know, like,
I'm doing that. I'm about to order this shit right here. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Be sure to use Erica 22. All right.
I'm a Hufflepuff. Okay, I'm about to order this.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. Remember, we are going to keep it messy and never malicious. We'll talk to you next week, maybe Wednesday, if we get some fun to work on our thing. But until then, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.